This is Press Conference Plus. I am Andy Heaton. I am the host of this show, which may just come as a surprise to me because I've briefly forgotten a previously recorded version of this intro. And for the second show, I'm delighted to be joined again by Niels Jones and Atkinson. Got it right again. To basically reflect on Jürgen's pre-Bournemouth press conference. It is Bournemouth, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, it's Bournemouth, yeah. And you are the host.
And I am the host. Pre-Bournemouth press conference, just what he said and, you know, how that shapes the lead into the game and what we can take from what was actually in the press conference and what was inferred, what was explicit. I mean, it was fairly long today, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was 25 minutes. That's usually the case. That's 25 minutes on the open section. That's usually the case, usually with the sort of embargo section at the end, which obviously is now different. They don't have that in with the main press conference. But yeah, 25 minutes, yeah. And he's one of them, isn't he, Klopp? I mean, he often says, you know, there's nothing to say about that. And then he says an awful lot about stuff and, like, carries on talking. But yeah, it was a long one. It meant I was, stuck in Kirby a bit longer than I wanted to be. Got a bit of the afternoon traffic on a Friday, but it's all good.
Thought you were slagging Kirby off then for a second.
No. It's just awkward getting from Kirby to town, isn't it?
It's further away than you think.
It really is, yeah. There's a motorway there for a reason.
I thought it was, as Neil says, a couple of times in particular, he acts like, well, what do you expect me to say about this? And then literally talks for 4 minutes on the matter and actually says interesting things. I thought he was on good form. I liked it. And I think he's... I feel as though he's been a bit rambunctious in places, but I feel as though he's trying to have a certain attitude in terms of the way in which he's, you know, going back to the whole attack in the season thing. I suspect he's very on it behind the scenes with everyone at the minute. I get that impression of him.
I wonder. I mean, I thought that a little bit last season. I definitely thought it in the pandemic season, which obviously was similar in terms of how, you know, wrong it went for periods. I do think that he either was... I wouldn't say responsible for it, but was definitely influenced by the general mood and sort of disappointment of, you know, yep, a bad start to the season or a bad run. And I wonder whether he is sort of, there is a conscious effort of, like, you know, this, we're not going to get negative yet. You know, like, well, if it does get really, really reason to be negative, we will be, but, like, this is only a draw against Chelsea and this is only a transfer sort of saga. Like, let's not allow this to become another one of those seasons.
No, I agree. And I think that's what he's like, sort of. I think that there's elements of that in general. I think the pandemic season, listen, we know that there was stuff going on for him behind the scenes, but I think also for everyone, you know, a lot of the stuff that gives you energy in life, just disappeared. I went to the doctor in that period, to complete aside, but I went to the doctor in that period because I was a bit concerned on a couple of things. And the doctor went at one point, have you got something to look forward to? And I went, no, of you. Of you. And he went, no. And I went, well, here we are then. Yeah. You know, like it's, and I think that we were all, one way or another, finding bits and pieces of that really tricky. I'm quite... I think with him, I think you do get to see sort of where he is a little bit. I think he's trying to be cagey, don't get me wrong. I don't think he is trying to sort of live it all, but he's the personality he is.